Brothers and sisters, a blessed holy day to you. Today we celebrate All Saints Day in the church. You know, throughout the church's calendar, many days are filled with feast days of the saints, right? And normally, the feast day of a saint is their day of death. And we call this in Latin the dies natalis, actually the day of birth is what we say. It's because it's the day of their birth in heaven, right? So throughout the church's calendar, we celebrate the feast days of many various saints, you know, from the apostles and martyrs and virgins and confessors, right? But today's feast day, however, it's not necessarily a catch-all, okay? Because sometimes we think, well, this is all those saints that we know, but it actually is a greater catch-all than we think. Because today's feast day is the feast day of saints, those in heaven who do not have a feast day of their own, okay? So today is the feast day of All Saints, but in a particular way, we commemorate those who are not necessarily canonized and those who do not have a feast day on the church's calendar. So on All Saints Day, this also includes, in a beautiful way, it includes like our friends and our family members who are in heaven, those who are no longer who are no longer undergoing purification in purgatory, okay? So those souls that have gone before us, those people that have gone before us, that have been purified, that have now entered into heavenly glory, today it's their feast day. Of all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. You know, the beautiful thing about All Saints Day, and especially celebrating Mass on All Saints Day, is because, especially if we've had loved ones that have died, you know, we still long to be with them. We long to still love them and to have that relationship with them. But the beautiful thing about the celebration of the sacred liturgy, the Holy Mass, is that this is actually the place, right here and right now, that we come into closest contact with the saints. Because what is the celebration of Holy Mass? The celebration of Holy Mass is this inbreaking into heaven. Right? So what's going on in heaven? All the angels and saints are worshiping and adoring the Lord, the Lamb who was slain, who lives forever, right? That's from the book of Revelation. So what happens in the Holy Mass? We, for a moment, go outside of time and space, and we break into the heavenly liturgy and worship the same God, Jesus Christ, with whom? With the angels and saints. So even though we cannot see them, whenever we kneel down and we adore our Lord and our God, especially here in the celebration of Holy Mass, brothers and sisters, even though we do not see them, the angels and the saints are with us at this altar of Christ the King. They worship and they adore with us. So those saints, those who have entered into heaven, hopefully many of our family members and friends, this is the closest place, the way that we can connect with them in the most profound way to worship Jesus Christ just as they worship Jesus Christ for all eternity. May it be so. Amen.